Amen. Man shouted his shoe heels off and his collar down and all. And one night in service, and they said, next day he was at work just kind of working, that's all. And they said, well, do you really, really believe what you believed last night? He said, I still believe it. They said, well, do you feel what you felt? No, but I still believe it. Praise God. Still believe. What a believe. How about you? Yeah. Thankful for the blessings of God. Appreciate Brother Johnny inviting us to come to preach. I mean, that part of it, I can't say I'm really looking forward to enjoying. I've heard me preach. I told him not to warn people. Praise God. The crowd would have been bigger if he hadn't told them. But anyway, we're just thankful for the privilege of being here. And this is what God called us to do. So that's what we're going to try to do. But we just feel like God, if God don't help us, it's going to be a pitiful 30, 40 minutes here. Matter of fact, I may quit early. If he don't help me, Brother Rick, I may just walk off and give it up. Praise God. Thou hast asked a hard thing, brother. Amen. I'm such a loose wire. 220, by the way. Just so you know, I just don't know what I'm going to do till I do it. And so it's kind of hard to lock myself down to something. And where I come from, I don't like to talk about it except to give God the glory, give him the praise. And so you'll understand it better as it goes by. And if you fall out with me and you thought I'd raised in a holiness church, cut my teeth on a holiness pew, and all I ever knowed was holiness, well, I'm sorry if that bothers you, but I didn't. And he brought me out of deep, deep water. Now, God don't put a man in deep water to see if he can swim. It's to purify him and cleanse him. Amen. We know one thing, crosses and losses make men holier and humbler. And I tell you, God has helped me to get this far. I just felt so good about it. Yesterday was my birthday. I'm 36 years old. I just got a lot of experience at being 36. But seriously, I was saved October the 6th, 1974, and God got a hold of my life, and I've never been the same since. I thank God for that. Appreciate it. Amen. Appreciate Brother Johnny. He's been a blessing everywhere he's been, and what a blessing to us. And every camp meeting we've been in, he has helped us. And we never have seen him walk on water, but I heard he can. But I've never seen him try to do anything that God told him to do that God didn't help him do. He's been a blessing. So I didn't come to sing, didn't come to preach, didn't come to run and shout. Amen. I come to get a healing. And that's what this Band-Aid is all about here on my face. God has helped me this far. I'm 63 years old. I went to the doctor when I was 24, and that's it. I've been back once to find out what this was and all, but they say it's just a skin cancer that light-complected, freckle-faced people that don't have no more sense and go out without sunblock and hat and all that, they're going to have some of them. So I'm learning my lesson slow, but anyway. And Agent Orange hadn't helped me a whole lot, so I'm just telling you now, I come for God to touch me and heal me. I'm not going to be one of those Brother McDonald talks about to sit through the whole meeting, didn't need nothing. I come needing something. I come needing something bad. And now, right now, Brother Russell, I need something more. Hey, man, I need God's help tremendously here today. So I'm going to want you to pray for him. But I'd like to talk a little bit before I say something. You know about that. That goes on all the time, don't it? Amen. But praise God. I'm thankful for. Well, y'all got a day speaker. You know that, don't you? Little Brent. You know little Brent, don't you? He may not be all that here, but I'm going to tell you, wherever he goes, God's using him. He came by the Russellville camp meeting, and they was just going to preach a day and head home, and they was wanting to and needing to and all that. And God spoke to my heart, and I felt like he ought to stay. Well, he got to stay. I mean, when he got on preaching, it was obvious he had something to say to the wholeness people, and we need that. Our top 10 messages are not doing the job. We've got to have a move of God. We got to have a move of God more than anything else. Amen. Talking about it. Amen. There's more books wrote and more talking and preaching about praying than you'd ever want to dream of. But there's just something don't seem to be a whole lot of praying going on. And I'm going to tell you, we need a man to preach, to help us. And as far as I'm concerned, he can preach the day meetings anywhere I go. And I always get help, and I always enjoy it. But he's helped the people. So now we appreciate him, and I wanted to say that here amongst his own home folks and just clear the air on that. Amen. So if you need a day preacher, you got one right now. I'd like to do something. We got some special guests among us, so I'm going to take a few minutes on this and then try to be brief in my preaching and get out of the way and let the good man, Brother David, get on up here and show you what preaching's all about. But I'd like for our guests of honor to stand, if they would, with me today. Any of you that have served in the armed forces in any capacity whatsoever, you've been in the service to your country, I'd like for you to stand. Would you do that? Praise God. See, these are special people. These are folks of honor. Praise God. Y'all bring that flag up here, would you? I looked around for a flag, and I'm not throwing no stones. I'm not even complaining. I'm not no complainer. Amen. I'll tell you, I've got a box of stuff I brought back from Honduras, and if I had it with me, I'd show it to you. It's GRIPEX. It's called Gripex. And if I could just ever get a patent on it, I'd be a millionaire here amongst the pastors. Amen. No, it's called Gripex, and it's for another reason, but I've had a lot of folks want to buy a box of it, take home to the church, folks. I'm not a complainer. Amen. But I just noticed there wasn't a flag, and I felt like we ought to honor God and honor these men of God, these men that have given their lives and just honor our country today. And amen, that's just one of those things that I want us to do. So if you'd stand with me, I'd like to pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And I've got a few minutes here. If you've got a problem with this, we'll step outside and work it all out. I never had nobody take me up on it. If I got guts enough to say it, you ought to have guts enough to back it up. Amen. If you don't like it, I'll help pay for a ticket to get you to Iraq. We'll send you to Vietnam. You don't have to pay no taxes in Vietnam, and there ain't no roads in Vietnam, and you can't own nothing. If you want to live like that, well, just support Osama and Obama, and you'll make it. Come on, you'll make it. Praise God. I'm telling you right now, we're not going that way. Well, I'm standing for a country that's free. Now, I don't know if you know about it. I do a lot of veteran services, and I don't know if you know about it, but the law has been changed. And if you see a man out of uniform when he's asked to pledge allegiance to salute, if he is a serviceman, if he has ever been in the service of the United States, it is perfectly acceptable for him to give a hand salute while he's pledging allegiance to the flag, okay? Used to be if you had to be in uniform, but it's not that way now. There's a lot of things about that they're doing to help the veterans, and I appreciate that. You can't do enough. You can't do enough to help a man put his line. When a man joins the service in the United States, he signs a blank check. On the pay to the order, it says United States of America. Where it says the amount, it says whatever the cost. And then he signs it, puts his life on the line. Now, how you going to pay a man for that? Come on now. I'm telling you, we need to appreciate our country, all right? And I know you wouldn't do, so let's pledge together, could we? Amen, all of us. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Praise the Lord. Amen. I hope that's all right. I felt like man ought to be able to do that. He ought to be able to, anywhere. It ought to be bond. Kentucky. Praise God. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 2. We'd like to preach just a little bit here and been asked to give part of our testimony, and we're trusting that some way the Lord will help us with that and we'll be able to obey God and get out of the way. I've got about 24, 25 pages here. Shouldn't take over 3 hours. That would be if I preach it all, and I probably won't. Amen. Y'all pray for us. We fix to head back to Honduras. We're glad Brother and Sister Sumner are here. There's not a more dedicated, committed family that lives in the country. And he probably don't want you to know this, but he said, if I die, well, you know where to put me. Right here in the country I love. Hallelujah. I thank God for people that are that committed. I've lived down there amongst them, and I'm telling you, Brother Ronnie Wheeler knows. I mean, these folk are serious about reaching that country. God has opened doors there. I'd just like to tell you, he may have already told you. I don't know if we're on ever army installation, ever police substation in the country of Honduras. Praise God. And they want to hear the Bible. They want to hear God's word. They want to hear old time holiness. If they didn't, they wouldn't have me down there. I'm just going to tell you, it's a wide open door right now. Don't know how long it's going to be open, but it's open now. And so we need your prayers, and we need God to help us to be able to get there and get the message over, and feeding 200 every Saturday that probably don't get another meal through the week. And just, I mean, it's just more than what God can do or what we can do without God's help. And we need some young couples that would be committed and say, we're going to go down there and stay a while and see what it's all about. Visitors are a wonderful thing, and I'm sure they want you to have visitors, but they want you to come. But it's just going to take a commitment to do a work. People want to see how much you really care about them. And visiting twice a year or once a year like I do, that just don't cut it. But I'm just trying to help. And somebody that's called to it, feels like it, see Brother Sumner, contact them. And God will help us. And all the money you can pile up, it'll never be enough to reach them. But we're not trying to feed and clothe everybody. We're trying to save everybody. Is that all right? Just like to get them saved. Just like to get them saved. I love being saved. I should not be saved, and I certainly should not be in this pulpit today. But God has been good to me. Hallelujah. The mercies of God. I know they're renewed every morning. Every morning. Amen. I've been right inches from the sword. Amen. So many times in my life, I'll try to tell about it a little bit today. But God has been so good and so merciful to me. I really appreciate it. I sing the song, Mercy Rewrote My Life. I should have fallen and my soul been cast down, but mercy. Hell, the devil had it figured out, friend. Amen. The last page said he died drunk in his own vomit, overdosed on drugs, and was in a mess. Home tore up, divorce, life just destroyed. Amen. But Jesus walked up to me on that day, 36 years ago yesterday, and he said, I'm going to give you one chance to live for me. One chance, and that's it. I'm going to deal with you one time, and that's all. You make him backslide, but I can't. I'm telling you right now, he took the last page out of that book, Brother Johnny, and ripped it out, and he put on there, saved by grace. The mercy of God came by for me. Oh, so unworthy. I mean to tell you, and rewrote the last chapter of my life, and it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful. God has helped us, and I thank God for it. Paul told Timothy as a young man, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, no man, you listen, write it down, no man that warreth entangling himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. If there's anything we need in this last hour, church, we need some soldiers. Men and women, children who are committed. I know they can't hardly say the word. They murmur when they say it. What did you say? I thought they had a speech impediment. Turns out they can't really say the word committed. They can't hardly say it because they can't hardly live it. I'm telling you right now, we need some folks that the preacher can count on. Some folks that folks downtown know how you're going to be no matter where they see you. You're going to be living right, walking right, talking right, and spitting white. Somebody say amen. It's just nothing but old-time, pure vanilla holiness. Amen. I'm nationwide, but I'm only a quarter inch deep. You ain't going to have no trouble following me. Let's pray and ask the Lord to help today. We need you, Lord God, and we're crying out. Amen for the anointing that'll break that yoke of bondage, that'll bless my brothers who laid their life upon the line. If there's an unsaved soldier, if there's an unsaved warrior, if there's somebody here that's not where they ought to be with you, God, deal with them in this hour and use this preacher. Amen. Set me on fire and burn me until you burn me out, Lord. Amen. But just let me live for you and serve you with all my heart, all my days. Amen. Amen. and anoint the hearing of the ears of the church, that it might go down into the heart. We're asking it in Jesus' name. Amen. You can say amen as you're seated today. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm what you call a committed evangelist. Somebody said, well, he ought to be committed. That's all right, friend. I'm telling you, I believe a revival will fix anything. I believe a revival will turn any church around. And I believe there is a last day revival. I preached it in the 80s there when Brother Don Rich and I were preaching there, amen, the House of Prayer or one of those churches there around Fort Worth. I believe it was one of those ones that had a camp meeting in there. And I said, the day of revival for America is over. I got in trouble for that, but I haven't seen no nationwide revival yet. Amen, I hope it'll come. I wish it would come, but I'm telling you, we're in the last days, and God's going to pour out His Spirit, and there's going to be a revival amongst the homeless people, but they're willing to pay the price. They're willing to do whatever it takes to have a move of God. We need a move of God. We can't live without one. Our children have heard about the old days. They're sick of hearing about when we did, when we used to, when they did. And I'm not against that. I do some of it myself. When you get my age, you probably will too. But I'm telling you right now, amen, we need to show them. They need to see from heaven. They need to pick up some of that manna we picked up. They need to get a hold of some of that praying for gasoline in the car. They need to pay groceries in. That boy standing right there in the blue shirt had been there. Amen. When we run out of groceries and they said we'll starve him out. Send to God church that didn't want to hear holiness. Didn't want to live right. That's all I knew, friend. I ain't where I come from, but that's all I knew. I don't know if you got saved in holiness. If you did, I'll shout hallelujah. I'll run right beside you, shout with you, dance all over the floor with you. But I'm going to tell you now, I wasn't. And I didn't. But amen, we turned out. That's Brother Don Tabor. Used to be one of our leading evangelists. I mean, we had a wholeness church, but the label was wrong. Amen, I'm against that, but that's one of them things. There I was and out I come. They said, well, we'll take care of that. We can get rid of him. Amen, I'll tell you right now, we sat down to a bowl of soup that was made up of the last two or three cans of beans and corn and peas we had in the house and an old loaf of bread. About half of it moldy. Amen. We took the good part. I hate bread with my soup. But somewhere or another, friend, amen, that's all we had. We bowed our heads and gave thanks and give glory to God. Amen. Before we could take a bite, there was a knock on the door. Thank God. And the man said, I got something if it won't offend you. Amen. I'd like to bring it in. What is it? He said, 12 sacks of groceries. Woo! Glory to God. 12 sacks of groceries. Amen. Brother Joe, in that sack was a whole pound of crackers. Woo! I love crackers with my soup. I don't like soggy bread. Amen. God knows what you want. God knows what you need. God knows how to hear and answer prayer. God knows how to work it out. Amen. Being a good soldier, that means when the times are trying, when the times are hard, when the times are difficult, I didn't ask for it, I didn't pray for it, I didn't ever want to do it, I don't want to live through it, I don't want to have a hole in my face that looks like hamburger, I don't want to live through things that God has allowed to come by, but I'm going to tell you now, that's the only folks that's got a testimony. Amen. Job never would have had one if he hadn't have gone through what he went through. I got you on a testimony. You're going to have to pass the test. Somebody say amen. Thank God. All I need in this meeting is for somebody to lay hands on me. Anoint me with the oil. That's all I know. Pray the prayer of faith. Amen. And the Lord touch me. And well, praise God. I tell it everywhere I go. Just like I've told many testimonies about how the Lord has healed me. I don't know your story. I'm not bragging on me. I'm talking about the Lord. I only know my story. But I know where it brought me from, and I know where I'm going. Do you know where you're going, church? Do you know where you're headed, friend? Amen. Have you heard about heaven? Amen. Just the other day, our preacher preached hard. Our pastor preached hard on heaven. I mean, it was good. It was glorious. It was delicious. Amen. I got the best pastor in the wholeness movement. I know you don't agree, but you've been wrong before. I'll straighten you out here pretty quick. If you don't love yours like he's the best, it's time for you to get somewhere where you can. Woo! Shout now. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to a place. Amen. I'm going to a place. There'll be no crying. There'll be no lying. There'll be no dying. And you get there by blind. I'm going to a place where nobody will be sad, mad, or bad. But everybody will be glad. I'm going to a place where there's no night, no fight, and no fright. I'm going to a place where there's no sun, no moon, or stars. And the pearly gates won't be guarded by bars. Thank God in heaven. All the bars will be closed. Somebody say amen. There'll be no Osama and no Obama, just me and mama. Somebody shout now. Great God. I'm going to a place where nobody will be lewd, nude, or crude. Hey, hey, hey. I'm going to a place where there'll be no tears, no fears, no beers, and no queers. Somebody stand up and shout hallelujah. I'm going to a place where I'm going to be set free. If you want to take this down, you better hurry. Remember, I'm armed and dangerous. If you want to take it down, come on, because I'm going to try to preach a little while. Amen. And I want to make sure you understand that, a sodomite can be saved. A sodomite can be delivered. I don't know any of them, but they might actually get straightened out. Amen. And I hope they do, because hell is a horrible place. Amen. But a sodomite does not belong in the pulpit. Great God. Woo! I just believe it. He said there, you got to endure hardness as a good soldier. I think he knew some things. Well, Brother Mike, preacher, you don't even know. Paul weren't no soldier. He weren't no soldier. No, he weren't. He weren't no soldier. But the Bible tells me, amen, that he was arrested by a soldier. The Bible tells me in Acts that he was kept and watched day and night by a soldier. I said he knew how they lived. He knew when they got up. He knew how they ate. He knew the requirements put upon them. A Roman soldier could not have any other occupation whatsoever that he may please him that called him to be a soldier. My Lord, I hope I help you. I hope somewhere or another somebody will go out here smiling and patting themselves on the back and say, thank God we heard some preaching this morning. Amen. You will when Brother David gets up here. But I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care about pleasing you as much as I care about pleasing him that sent me, him that called me, him that anointed me, him that told me, go ahead and be a good soldier. We need soldiers because they got discipline. Amen. I don't like to preach what I'm going to get into here in a little bit. I don't care for it. Yeah, thou hast asked a hard thing, Pastor. But you're my pastor while I'm here. I'm going to do what he tells me to do. Somebody say amen. Some of your members said amen. I'm glad for that. Praise God. Some of them are with you. Amen. Hey, something about being a soldier. Amen. In Vietnam, the corn was praise was coined. Amen. Some gave, all gave some, but some gave all. Amen. Those of you that are here today, there's only one reason you're here. God's not finished with you. God's got to work for you. If the devil's telling you about your past, if he's wearing you down about things you've done or things that have happened in your life, I want you to come talk to me. I'm telling you, it hadn't been for God. Amen. I'd have gone stark raving mad, shot up a bunch of people. And in Texas, when you do that, you go to death row and they kill you. Some states trying to abolish the death penalty. We're trying to establish an express lane. Somebody smile now. Hey, God in heaven. Hallelujah. You don't come to Texas and commit a felony, amen, that's warranted by death unless you want to die. And that's why it's such a wonderful place to live. Some of you don't even know, but you get to the promised land one of these days. Thank God. The Lord to help you. We have our meeting the third Tuesday and the third week in September every year. And it was wonderful this year. Brother Rusty Johnson got up and preached Blue Ribbon Holiness. I mean, he laid it out. He didn't miss a thing. Or as they say on the coast, he laid it out. Amen. Somewhere or another. He worked it out. Amen. And he preached it out. Amen. So I don't know. I just know this. Amen. We need that kind of a move of God in the last days. Let me tell you something about being a soldier. Amen. A soldier, it cost him something. Amen. Paul said, amen, this warfare was just like being a soldier. Amen. We are not armed with the weapons of this world. And thank God we're not fighting each other. Amen. I'm telling you now, David, the Bible said, when it came time for the kings to go out and fight, they went out to fight. Come on, church member. They didn't fight at home. Their children didn't hear them arguing over the color of the song books. Amen. Or the thickness of the carpet or the temperature of the air conditioner. Hey, God, I'm trying to help you. I'm telling you, they did not fight at home. Brother Benny covered it real well last night, didn't he? Helped us out. But I'm telling you, fighting the church, friend, it ain't going to do nothing but give the devil a red letter day. He's smiling out both ears. You know how the devil gets his kicks? Reading the tombstones in the graveyard. Smile now. I'm telling you, there's something about knowing where we are with God. Amen. He said to be a good soldier, there would be a victory. And the battle was not over the flesh, but over the spirit. And there was a war between the two. I know you've been in that war, and the reason you're here is because you conquered. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible tells me in the Revelation, they didn't have a draw. It wasn't no tie. They overcame. They overcame. Amen. By the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. I said a good soldier knows what his cause is. Amen. He won't follow no other captain, but the captain of his salvation, Jesus Christ. Old Booth had it right. Booth had a group he called, amen, Salvation Army. Yes, sir. Amen. They had a missive that they sent out. I'm trying to think of the word, a pamphlet, whatever, called the war cry. Amen. They had a leader. His name was General Booth. But they tell you in a hurry, their captain was Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And when you opened their coats or whatever to see the vest that was upon them, amen, you'd see it was written in there, by the blood, by the blood, by the blood. What can wash away my sin? Say it with me. Nothing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you right now, the man was got saved in the Salvation Army. Amen. And by the folks coming by. And you know that's how Billy Sunday got saved. But at any rate, he got saved. Couldn't read nor write, him or his wife, neither one. And he said, baby, you need to make me one of them vests they're wearing. And she sewed on it and got an old burlap bag and made him a vest to wear like the rest of them. Oh, listen to me. Amen. He put it on and went to church. First person he come up to was the colonel of the group they were with. He said, I got me a vest. He opened it up. Amen. It said under new management. Woo! Hallelujah. Hey, it didn't say the blood and the fire like theirs did. It said, I'm under new management. I think he was right, don't you? I think he was right, church. It's time we got under new management and let the Lord help us. He said, be a good soldier. You may have to leave your home, your families. You may have to be exposed to cold, heat, storms. You may have to be alone and hard forced to march and go places. Amen. Meager amounts of food and water, sometimes none at all. Physical pressures beyond description. Heavy burdens. And sometimes loss of life. Oh, friend, there's just something about being a soldier. Amen. That we need to understand the will will, the desire, the energy, the effort, the talents, the abilities, the skills, the interests, the hobbies. Everything came second to being a soldier. Oh, listen, if we had soldiers like that, friend, there's not a holiness church in Dallas, Texas. Population 3.5 million people. Not a holiness church there, friend. I'm here to tell you, oh, God, help me. Amen. We need some young men that'll get that burden. Amen. For a church that's not already set up. They want the preacher's pay. They want the pulpit. They want the prominence, the paycheck, the popularity, and the microphone. They think the anointing's in the microphone. I'm on here now. Amen. Can't wait. I had them in my church. Amen. 7 perchers. Yeah, there was. Amen. 2 of them was preachers. 5 of them was perchers. They was perched over there like vultures. Amen. Me and Brother Mikey. And they was watching us. They said, guess what? He may have a heart attack and die. Well, he goes at any moment. I'm ready to grab the mic and run on. I told them one day, boys, you better get you a place to preach. I'm feeling pretty good. Oh, woo, hallelujah. I don't think I'm going out today. Praise God in heaven. Amen. 5 of them could have started 5 holiness churches. Every town needs a holiness church. Some of you believe that. I really believe it. In order to be a good soldier, you got to be faithful. Amen. If you come to church 3 times a month, you call that faithful. Your car starts 4 times a week trying to take you to church, 4 out of 5, you call him old faithful. Your refrigerator goes out 2 times a month, you call that faithful. Come on here. I'm telling you right now, Ben. Amen. He's coming after a group of people. He said, well, the call, the chosen, and the, say it if you can, faithful. Faithful. Not just full of faith, but full of energy to live by the faith that God gave us. Amen. I don't know if you know much about the tomb of the unknown soldier, but there's a man guarding a place. They don't even know who he was, what branch of the service. They did it on purpose because they want just like that flag. Amen. That's just a piece of cloth with some colors on it. Amen. That's all it is. You can buy them anywhere. We got some over there with sticks on them. Somebody might be led to grab one and run around the building. That's fine, but it's what it represents that makes all the difference in the world. It's not the holiness standard, but it's what it represents. Amen. Listen, holiness is not the way to God. God is the way to holiness. Holiness. It's going to take Jesus to get us where we really want to go, to that heaven that we're trying to make it to. Here's what he has to do. How many steps does he take when he marches across the tomb? 21. That's about the same as a 21-gun salute. How long does he hesitate before he does an about face? If you don't know what that is, that's attention. This is an about face. Heels come together, you turn totally around. You know, right face, left face, or are you two-faced? Help me preach. Amen. How long does he hesitate? 21 seconds, same reason as the first time. Did you know his gloves are wet? They moisten the gloves of that soldier so that he'll never lose a grip on his weapon. How's your grip, folks? How's your grip on the sword? Amen. Are you like the one whose hand clave to the sword? He killed so many so long. Oh, Lamb of God, give us some people who have got a determination to fight. Amen. We sing, I'm in the battle for the Lord and right. I got to keep on the firing line. And my Lord, we can't make it to prayer meeting. Amen. We sing showers, oh showers of blessings. 2 drops of rain will keep us out of church. Somebody help me preach. We talk about I'm marching to Zion. We can't march to Sunday school. We can't be on time for nothing. Woo! All right. I hear you. I see your faces. Your faces betray you, the Bible said. Smile once in a while. Your face won't break. It won't break. Takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. Smile a while, give my eyes a rest. Help us, Lord. You ain't never sung that? Boy, I pastored 25 years. I guess I've sung it a time or two. Hallelujah. He carries his rifle on the same shoulder? No. The rifle is always between him and the tomb for protection. He stops, changes shoulders, and walks on and keeps that weapon on the outside. Hey, amen. Listen to me. What would it be if you got on the way to church and you realized, my Lord, honey, stop the car, turn it around. Oh, we got to go back. What for? I forgot my cell phone. Well, okay, all right. Hey, amen. Where's your Bible? Well, I don't know. I might have left it at church. How about the Sunday school literature you're supposed to study? You ain't cracked a book on it. You ain't even read it, let alone studied it. Come on now. Great God of heaven. But don't you leave home without your cell phone. You won't need it this morning. I got the text and the message that goes with it. Woo! Hey, hey, hey. If it goes off, it ain't the Lord. Just let it ring. He's talking to me right now, and he ain't got no party line. Hey, man, it's a one-on-one communication. I'm here to tell you, hey, man, what are the guards helping? Are the guards changed every 30 minutes, 24 hours a day, 365 days, 366 on leap year, every day? What are the physical traits? He must be 5'10 to 6'2. I got him there. Waist cannot exceed 30. I'm almost double the man they're wanting. But at any rate, praise God, I couldn't do it. Other requirements. You listen to this for just a minute. They must commit 2 years of their life to guard this tomb. They live in a barracks under the tomb and cannot drink any alcohol for the rest of their lives. They cannot swear in public for the rest of their lives and cannot disgrace the uniform, such as by fighting. Amen. Or out in public with it muddy or dirty. Amen. In any way, after 2 years, they're given a wreath pin they wear. Amen. There's only 400 men willing to make that kind of sacrifice right now. But if they don't obey the rules the rest of life, they give up the pin. Amen. Some of you got a Sunday school pin saying you've been faithful for all them years. Or you got a charter membership in the church. But I want to know, how's your uniform? I want to know, how's it going with your faithfulness in the house of God? I want to know where you are. We don't even take a vacation without scheduling church. Is that right, son? How many years? 4 years old. I won't tell you how old he is. I've been saved 36 years. He was 4 years old. Amen. Life changed. Life totally changed at our house. Nobody's ever asked us at our house, Daddy, are we going to church? Woo! Are we going to church? Nobody ever! We never scheduled a vacation to take two or three. Had evangelists come by. Where you been? I've been to Colorado and back over in New Mexico and over in here. Really? Yeah, 14 nights we was in church. We took last week off. I said, well, have a nice revival, but you ain't preaching it here. I just lost some of the evangelists there. I didn't know it was going to be that bad. I thought you liked it tight. It's tight, but it's right. You like to be on vacation when Jesus comes. Well, I got a right to rest. You ain't got a right to do nothing but go on and be a good soldier and serve God. Amen. Do it till you die. What did he say? Amen. In the song, I think it's 368. Amen. I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. I told the Lord that I would serve him till I die. Woo! Hey, hey, hey. Amen. The next thing it says, amen, his shoes are made of special material, extra thick to keep him from the cold and the heat, and with a steel pin in the back, so when he snaps to attention, it goes clank, and everybody can hear it. Amen. He's a special kind of a soldier. There can be no wrinkles, no folds, and no lint on the uniform. He dresses in front of a full-length mirror, and it takes him approximately 2 hours to get ready. Oh, come on. Come on, brother. When's the last time you passed by the mirror and saw what that teenage girl or your wife was going to wear to church? Hey, amen. Come on, get with me if you can. If you can't, just holler on me. I'll know where you're living. I'm telling you. Hey, amen. If she gets in that van, hey, amen, and you bring them to that holiness church, hey, amen, they're half-dressed, undressed, or appear to be of lewd, nude, or crude fashion. It's your fault, Daddy. It's your fault, brother. I tell you what, I can't control my wife. Hey, amen. Cut her credit card up. Have a little plastic surgery around your house. Cut up the credit card. Woo! Oh, you got guts enough to do that? Go home, burn your pantyhose, and come back. We'll help you get straightened out the rest of the way. I'm telling you, friend, it takes a backbone. It takes a man. It takes a soldier. Paul said, I don't know about soldiers. I've never been a soldier, but I've seen these men. I've seen their commitment. That man said, Paul, we can't let you go. He was a soldier. We cannot let you go. You know why? because if he gets away, I've got to die. Amen. So he said, I tell you what, we're just going to kill them all. But a soldier stepped in and saved Paul's life. When he fell off the ship, or they jumped off, and amen, they were supposed to grab a hold of a board. Hey, God, my dad was a Marine. He thought a board had solve any problem with me. Come on, smile now. Amen. He disciplined us patriotically. He laid on the stripes and we saw the stars. I want you to tell me how it was at your house. I'm 63 years old, never said huh or what or why to my daddy yet. Woo! Now my brother did. He's 4 years older than me. When he got up off the floor, I said, thank God for older brothers. I don't have to learn that lesson the hard way. Nobody in the house ever did it again. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Oh, listen. God has a plan for the soldier. God has a plan for the warrior. I don't like to do battle. I don't like to fight. But it's part of it. Here's a code of conduct for a soldier. I'm an American fighting in the forces that guard my country and our way of life, and I'm prepared to give my life. That's article number one. Code of conduct number two. I'll never surrender my own free will. I got to let that sink in amongst the quitters and the sitters. I will never surrender my own free will. If in command, I'll never surrender my forces while I still have means to resist. I'm captured. I'll continue to resist by all means available. I'll make every effort to escape and aid others to escape. I will accept neither parole nor special favors from the enemy. If I had time, I'd tell you about John McCain, how they offered him the opportunity to leave that. He was in what we called the Hanoi Hilton. It was a little cage, bamboo cage, not big enough for you to sit up in or get on your knees and not long enough to stretch your legs out. He lived there for several years and they broke every bone in his body and said, your grandpa was a captain in the Navy. Your daddy is a captain of a ship now. We're going to let you go. He said, if there's anybody, oh great God of heaven, if there's anybody in this internment camp that's been here longer than I have, I won't leave till they get out. I'm not quitting, Brother John, till the captives are set free. I'm not quitting till the bars are kicked open. I'm not quitting until the chains are broke. I'm not quitting until everybody gets loose. Come on, great God, we need to get loose. No special favors from the devil. Man, listen, I'll never get done. Brother David's got to preach and I'll never get done. I got more stories and Carter's got little liver pills. I got to move on. Some of y'all got them too. Enemies have attempted to lure POWs into accepting special favors. Give only your name, rank, serial number. If I become a prisoner of war, conduct number four, I will keep the faith. I will keep the faith with my fellow prisoners. I'll give no information or take part in any action that's harmful to my comrades. I'll preach a message. What happens when you quit? And I ain't going to preach it. Peter said, I'm going fishing. What did the other disciples say? We're going too. Come on now. Come on now. Amen. I'm not against fishing or hunting. Amen, I'm into it. I love it. Amen, I just don't have a lot of time for it. But I'm going to tell you now, when I do, I enjoy it. But I'm not going to take where's my grandson? Wave at me, Michael. That's Mike Maxson Jr. That's Mike Maxson III. We don't have no imagination. We just named everybody Mike. And when Mama calls, dinner's ready, we all come. Smile. You know I'm right. Praise God. You think I'm going to do anything to cause that boy he's called to preach to think anything other than holiness is right. Preaching is right. It's good. Oh, I didn't say you get rich. I didn't say you'd be popular and famous. I did not say you'd be booked up and your calendar be full every year. I said it is right. When questioned if I'm a prisoner of war, I'm required to only give name, rank, serial number, and date of service. I'll never forget number 6, code of conduct for an American fighting soldier. I will never forget that I am an American. I'm fighting for freedom. I'm responsible for my own actions. I'm dedicated to the principles which made my country free. I will trust in my God and the United States of America. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Woo! Ain't nothing wrong with that, friend. Amen. Just knowing that God able to help us. Amen. I got saved when I was 19 years old in a little Pentecostal church in Dallas, Texas. Amen. And God dealt with my heart. But just a few months later, I was drafted into the Army in the war in 1966. Fought in Vietnam in 1968 in the Tet Offensive. Fought my way out of the jungle. I'm going to tell you now, that ain't the only time that happened. There was a plane that went down, amen, near Puerto Limpira, Honduras, because one of the cylinders went out. Brother Scott Sumner was flying. Well, I was flying for a little while. Amen. Yeah, I do have some hours flying. That's fine. Amen. Just kind of holding the controls and him right there. But everything started coming unwound on us. And then started dropping. It's okay if you come in like this, you'd still land. But you can't come in like this. Amen. That's what we were doing. Dropping faster than we were moving. But God got a hold of it. When we didn't have time for now, lay me down to sleep. And Lord bless Brother Scott. And Lord bless that Honduran colonel that was in the back seat. Didn't have time for anything. Then we went right into the Holy Ghost. The power of God come in that plane. We looked for fingerprints, wing prints. When it hit the ground, we just knew that dove got under us and fluttered its wings. When we saw nothing but, amen, the crocodile and alligator infested waters. No place to go in the jungle. Amen. When we got through praying in the Holy Ghost, we saw sand. We never did get to the runway, but we made firm ground. I'm telling you, God, amen, has helped us. That FAA inspector said, this plane can't fly. I said, it didn't. Somebody carried it. God said, Israel did not know I carried them in my arms. Israel did not know I bore them in my wings. Hey, God, he rides on the wings of the wind. And he blew through Honduras that day and saved two preachers from certain death. He's able, my friend. Amen. Through some circumstances of my own, and I can't even blame the devil. I got involved in drugs. It was all poppies. Poppy fields were acres and acres and acres over there. Marijuana grew acres and acres. They got to have a cash crop. They don't know much of anything else. It was everywhere. We got started on it, got hooked on it. When I came back from Vietnam, hey man, I was wild-eyed and just thinking that I could just 10 feet tall and bulletproof. I left men a lot better than me laying in the jungle. I'm just going to tell you, I hate to preach this. I hate to talk about it. I don't deserve to be here, Brother Frank. I ought not to be alive right now. Better soldiers, better men, live better than I live. One of them was a young Christian boy that prayed every day, and we made fun of him. Then we went to San Luis, Mexico. Boy's town, spent the night, come back. He'd be praying for us. Hey, God of heaven, talk about sorry. You want to have a definition for sorry? That was it right there. Amen. And just a few weeks later, he was loading up a 175 howitzer, and the powder went off. Killed him and another GI and two civilians. And I asked God when I got saved, why didn't you take me? You know what he said? You know what he said? You wasn't ready, but he was. You wasn't ready, but he was. Oh, God. Well, I got a lot to go to heaven for. I got a lot of good reason to get out of here. And I'm going out alive, friend, one way or the other. Whatever your theology is, I'm going out alive. You know, Samuel Clemens said it best. Amen. Some of you know him as Mark Twain. There was a newspaper article went around that he died. He just stood up in a big meeting one night and said, amen, the rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. Well, when you think I'm dead, you just shout around my casket, because that ain't my final home. I've left instructions. I'm going to die speaking in tongues. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, bring to my memory all the songs I have sung. Amen. Just tell my children, don't weep for me. Just shout around my casket. That ain't my final home. I'm telling you, friend, I'll be more alive than you are today. Amen. When you hear I've left this old body, I'll be present with the Lord. Hey, God of heaven. Hallelujah. Don't have a fear of anything or anybody but God. Reason I've been so many times, I got involved in a motorcycle gang called the Bandits, or popularly known as the Banditos, and we got in gunfights in Dallas, Texas, and shot up a Scorpion's den. That's what they call their club, the Scorpions. They had a place in South Dallas out on Chalk Hill, had Skull and Bones on the door. You know what? We went over there. Now, you can mess with a man's woman, and a biker, and you can mess with his dope, but don't you touch his motorcycle. He'll kill you. And I'm not exaggerating. Hey, man, so what did we do? We just went over and kicked every one of their motorcycles over into gravel. Oh, kicked them over, scratched them up, beat them up, and drove off. Well, they put out a contract on me, and I realized they were serious. They were serious, Brother Brent. They meant business. So I said, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. And my wife kept saying, you better get saved. At least you could die right. She knew they'd kill me. She knew they'd find me somewhere, somehow. Hey, man. But I was too stubborn, too bullheaded. Hey, man, I was born in Missouri, a place called Independence. I've been independent ever since. Smile at me. You know that's right. But I'm a Missouri mule. I was hard-headed and stubborn. That's all right, Brother Ronnie. I love you. But anyway, there's another one, so smile at him. Great God. Amen. She said, you better get saved. Man, I just wouldn't do it. All of a sudden, I realized what was going to happen. And God started dealing with me. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know it was God. But I knew he was dealing with me. Something was making me move. Amen. And I told the Bandits, I'm quitting. They said, you don't quit here. You die out. The motto, if you want to know if a person's really a bandito, ask them what the motto is. If they can't tell you, then they don't really know. But it says God forgives, but the Bandits never do. Amen. They said you don't walk off, you don't crawl off. You're going to die and be buried out of this thing. Amen. I wish we was that committed to a cause for Christ. I wish we was that serious. Amen. Instead of talking about our brother, how about defending him? How about using your cell phone for something besides a party line to party on? And when they call and say John Gabbard ain't nobody, I don't mean to be respectful. You know I love you. Amen. That John Gabbard, he ain't nobody. Amen. I just know a man in his shape, position, no hair and all, he can't do nothing. He ain't nobody. I've heard him say it. I said, well, I'm tell you what, when you can raise the dead, heal the sick, tell folks what baby they're going to have, boy or girl, prophesy and it come true, come back, talk to me, boy. Get out of my face. I'm fixing to dial his number, and I want you to tell him. Yeah. Now, there's a good use for a cell phone. Pastor's here. How many of you on Facebook? I'll help you here just a minute. Scared, ain't you? If I was on it, I'd say I was. I've never been on it. Amen, but I'm telling you, if I was, I'd use it right. Okay, go home and burn your pantyhose. If I ask you again that next time, you'll be able to lift your little hand. How many of you that's ever been around one and heard about it, amen, and they told you about a 5.5 week revival where about 21 people got saved? Where was that? I've asked that in three of the biggest churches in the holiness movement. Hands went up everywhere. We're on Facebook. Amen. But I said, where was that revival? I said, I don't know. I said, well, it's one of y'all's favorite preachers. Who was it? Amen. Nobody knew. I said, Facebook, what are you doing? It's a social network. Why don't you use it to propagate the gospel and to glorify God, or get off of it? My boy said, amen, get your face in the book and get off of Facebook. Hey, hear me now. But here sits Brother Lester today. His mama held her a Bible. I'm kind of getting off on questionable ground with myself. She said, Brother Mike, you sure need to believe in woman preachers. I said, well, I would if I could, sis. And I do love her, and I love her, boy. But I'm going to tell you right now, friend, nobody knew what kind of drug dealers, dope users, prostitutes, rough people got saved. 21. But numbers are right. I may not have it exactly right. Amen. 5.5 half weeks of churn up, throw down Holy Ghost revival. Amen. If God used a rooster and God used a donkey, I guess he can have revival any way he wants it. I'll tell your mama that if I want her to know it. He's shooting at me back there. Woo! Do you see that? Missile go by. He said he'd quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. I ain't going to worry about it. Hallelujah. I'm behind no pulpit. I want you to know right now. Amen. There's a better use for the things of God. If you hear that, I'm running down the wholeness movement. Pick up and dial 903-243-2949 and said, say it again. Say it again. You know what? That's two strikes. I said, I got to do something. I said to him, you're not going to like this. And I know, and I preach a lot of places. One time, this is probably one of them. I'm sorry. But if I don't tell you right, then word to get around that I exaggerate or didn't tell it, and I'm a liar. But I was sitting at my table. Mama got him up, his older sister, took him to church that morning, October the 6th, 1974. And I said, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I got a contract from the Bandidos, a contract from the Scorpions. I'm fixing to die. I don't know what I'm going to do. And the devil said, you always carry a gun. By the way, I do. And he said, you always carry a gun. He said, just pick up that gun. Put it right there. Pull the trigger. Now, you don't think I'm the only one in here. Are you foolish enough to think I'm the only one here who's ever had that thought? No, sir. Okay, all right, we're all right then. But I know you don't like it. I'm sitting there drinking bonded 100 proof ancient age whiskey. I've got Coors in the box. I've got two packs of cigarettes sitting there and my gun. And I'm thinking, what am I going to do? The devil said, it's easy. When you do this, pull that trigger, it's over. You're done. It's at the end of it. That's it. I thought, well, I picked it up and put it there. And a boy spoke to me and said, before you do that, listen to me, how stupid I am. This is how dumb I am. That boy said, get up and go to church. I said, who's that? Who's that? Who's going to encourage you to go to church? Your backslid family? Huh? That liberal preacher down the road, the charismatic, great God, I was shouting and dancing before I found out charismatic didn't start with a K. Smile now. I want you to know, friend, God moved on my heart that morning. He said, you know what you can do. You can get right. I said, I don't think so. And I said, but if you're wrong, I can always come back, blow my head off. If you don't like living wholeness, why don't you just go back? The devil will take you back anytime. Woo! Help me here. You know, I didn't mean that literally, facetiously, if you know what that word means. Hey, man, we do use big words down the South. You think we're a bunch of rednecks and we're ignorant. We even use words like sensuous. When one of us gets up the table to get some tea, somebody will say, well, since you was up, get me some tea too. Woo! Great God, we're pretty smart, I'm telling you. Hey, man, we're not as all dumb as you think we was. Did you? I was learned, amen, in a public school. Help me here. Amen. I said, all right, I'm going to give it a whirl. I got on my colors. I've got an Afro-American hairdo. That's what you wore in the 70s. I got lamb chops down to here, handlebars I grew in Vietnam. I got the pictures to back it all up. I go out there and I kick off my Sportster and I say, I'm going to church. A man looked out the door and said, where are you going now? You know, you got up this early in the morning. I usually didn't, but I got up to while away my hours, amen, and drown my troubles. Amen, but God came in between. Amen, I kicked off that Harley, went to church, and it got as quiet as a Baptist church. Help me preach. I'm telling you, nobody made a sound. Nobody made a move. They thought I was there. I've done told the preacher, if you get in my face and preach one more time, I'm going to knock your head off. Amen, I would have tried it, and God would probably withered my arm, but I'm going to tell you now, I was that mean. Hey, man, I know you don't like me. I know you don't. I can't help it. I can't help what I was. Can you help what you was? Can you help where you come from? I'm not excusing it. I'm just telling you that's the way it is this morning. Hey, man, that preacher locked me down on everything I was doing, everything I was living. Read my mail. I said, I've been too rough, Brother Jeff Scott. I've lived too mean. He said, the devil's telling you, you've lived too hard. He used a few different words. Oh, listen to me, Hollywood. He said, hey, amen, you have been, amen, too far. Amen, I said, I've been too far. And the preacher said, you ain't gone far enough yet. You need to go a little further to an old-fashioned altar. Amen, I said, nobody wants me. And he said, God wants you. Hey, God, he was reading my mail. Hallelujah. Amen, I was getting sick. I was upset. I didn't know what else to do. He said, God's going to give you one chance to come to this altar. Friend, I now near ran to the altar and began to repent of my sins. I began to repent of all my sins. So many that the deacons wanted to shut me up. Preacher said, leave him alone. He's doing what y'all used to do. He's getting it all under the blood. He's getting it all covered up. Thank God I did. Amen. It's behind me. Thank God it's behind me. Oh, God. Saved. Sanctified. Holy Ghost filled. Fire baptized. And I have never got over it yet. Never. And I'm not planning to. I mean, God's been mighty good to me. Since then, I pastored that little church in Texas 12 years. I took a year to evangelize around Fort Worth, preach on college campuses with Brother Jim Gillis and others. And then started a church in Decatur, Texas. Amen. And took an old horse barn, turned it into a holiness church. God moved there. I was running up 100 or so. Several have been out there. Several have preached revivals for me. And I'm going to tell you, God was moving there just about every service. That's hard to believe. Just about every service. I mean, the Holy Ghost come. And we just let him. We didn't have no better sense than to let him. Amen. Some of the strict folks out of Oklahoma come down. You know them, hair up in hose, no toes or bows. They come down and they said, this is charismatic. I said, you call it what you want to call it. You label it what you want to label it. But I'm telling you, we're having church. Go back, tell your 12 people, amen, that's sitting there looking at you, amen, like birds hungry in the wilderness, amen, that we're charismatic. Go ahead and tell them, hey, God of heaven, I'm going to tell you right now, we need a move of God. We need a last day revival. We need an anointing that'll break the yoke of bondage. That'll set the drug addict free. That'll set the sick folks back up on the front pew shouting, cause God healed them. We need a revival in our homes, our hearts, and in our preachers. The ministry needs a revival. We need the anointing of God more than we need another buffet. Somebody shout amen. Stand to your feet if you will. I'll try to quit right here. I want to tell you about the Alamo. But I don't think I'm going to have time. Brother David deserves his time too. I'm telling you right now, God, amen, has helped us. We ought to be thankful. Let's give him a praise. Hallelujah. Woo! One thing. Among the hundreds of things I love about Bond. As I love the fact, last night, Brother Johnny never said one word. Never told nobody to do nothing. Never orchestrated. Never demonstrated. Never done nothing. Never ordered or directed anybody. But I've seen people just couldn't quit praising the Lord. Folks running, shouting, dancing, singing. You ought to run and shout, dance all about. Never doubt, pout, or get out. Now smile. Praise God, it's time. It's time, church, to make that move. Amen, it's time God did. They attacked us some years ago. Amen, at the Alamo. Amen, there was no less than 200 Texans and a few boys that was called the Kentucky Rifles. Woo! Hey, God, yeah. Come on down from Ohio and Kentucky to help us out. Amen. And guess what? Travis and Bowie were there. Amen. And they realized they weren't going to make it. I've got the letter here, but I just ain't got time for that. Maybe one of these days I'll get a chance to come back. But Travis said, the only salvation for the Alamo, amen, is for you to send troops down here with weapons and ammunition and some food. Hey, God of heaven. He signed it. William B. Travis. Amen. About that. that time, amen, he come down with something really bad. I mean, he was in bad shape. And it wasn't no pistol shot. Amen. They threw 200 cannonballs into the square, amen, of the Alamo. And our boys picked them up and shot them right back at them. Great God in heaven. I don't have no problem with Mexicans, but that's who it was. So I want you to understand, I'm not clearing the air on any ethnic group. I'm just telling you that's how it was. Amen. In the war. How many of you survived the Alamo? Any of you? There was only one man. He was a black man. I'm not casting no dispersions there. I'm just telling you how it was. It's history. Amen. He ran away to tell the story. I guess it's good he did. Or we wouldn't have known. But Travis was dying. There was 1,500 Mexicans. There was about 800 left. There was still over 100 Texans and Kentuckians and Ohioans and just plain old country boys that knew how to lick the sights. Amen. And clean that off and aim out there and shoot at a group. Amen. They said, listen, they put up the red flag. Now, if you've seen the movie, I'm sorry. But you've been to Hollywood. I haven't. I've been to Texas. Smile now. I've been to Alamo many times and still love it. But I'm telling you, they were wanting to fight. He said, I'll die in this ditch rather than surrender. That's what Travis and Bowie signed it, and others signed the paper. I got a copy of it here. I'm telling you right now, they made up their mind. We're not giving up what we've got. Amen. Santa Ana put up a red flag that meant no quarter. Ain't nobody coming out of here alive. Amen. And then Bowie answered it with a cannon shot. Amen. Said, come on, boys, bring it on. Amen. They began to yell in Spanish, no quarter, no surrender. Amen. As they stormed that area, amen, they were getting ready to make the final assault. Travis said, I can't get off this cot, but if you take your sword and just draw a line right here in the sand right here. Amen. Now, if a couple of you men would get my cot and move me over. And they moved him to the other side of the line. And he said, anybody wants to go can go. If you stay, you'll probably never get out alive, but you will have died for a good cause. I wish somebody would say amen. I'm not talking about that as much as I'm talking about being a good soldier, fighting the good fight of faith. Hey, we need some folks that will not run. It's going to get tight. It's going to get tough. Trials, tribulations, troubles, and tests coming our way. All right, you've heard the bad news. Now let me tell you the rest of the story. Everybody stepped across the line but that one man that left. And they stood and manned their quarters and got ready, and the Mexicans assaulted, and they bayoneted and killed everybody in there. 5 men, 2 women. Amen. 5 men and 2 women were left alive. And they killed those 5 men and let the 2 women go. And they told about it. Their names are, you heard of the Yellow Rose of Texas? Anybody heard that song? Well, there's a story behind that I'll tell you someday. And you know what? They realized we're going to do something different. Houston finally did show up, but it's too late. But he had an army that was committed. And you know what their battle cry was? Anybody remember it? Huh? Remember the Alamo. Yeah. Woo! If you're from Falk, Arkansas, when you start wanting to think about roaming around and leaving a good holiness church there, I just want you to remember the Alamo, Tony Alamo. But anyway, I threw that in for free. Hey, God, listen to me. He said, we're going to do what we got to do here. We got to clean this up. They said, George Bush, what are you doing in Iraq? Osama's somewhere else. But you listen to me tonight. Today, Osama threatened his daddy. And he's a Texan. I'm just telling you a story. You see that boy? You see that grand boy? You be careful. My first service at the County Line Holiness Church, I warned him. I'm here now. I'll be traveling around a lot. But that's my boy. You mess with him and I'll be back. And I didn't smile and they didn't either. Is that all right, Anthony? Still want me to come? He's shaking in his shoes now. He ought to be. Amen. You know what? Old George took care of it, didn't he? He went right over there and finished the job. You don't think it's finished. You'll find out one of these days it's finished, that part of it. But it'll never be finished with that bunch of that bunch of folks that's descendants of Ishmael. It ain't never going to be over. I ain't got time for all that. Thank you, boys. I love you. Appreciate you standing. I'm telling you, they said we're going to go and we're going to find Santa Ana and we're going to take care of business. That's the real story. You can apply all the other stuff you want to. But next thing you know, they found them. They found them. They've been to Goliad and brutally murdered and slaughtered 56 people. Brutally murdered them. There was no fight, no battle. They just came in there and bayoneted all of men, women, and children. And the men said, that's it. We've had it. Santa Ana was the president of Mexico. Amen. And they said, we're going to fix this up. And they went after him. And when they finally caught up, you listen to me. This is history. In 18 minutes, in 18 minutes, they wiped out the whole army. And they gave no quarter. You know what they said? Let's take prisoners like the Mexicans do. As they took among that crowd and screamed, remember the Alamo, remember Goliad. Remember the Alamo, remember Goliad. Remember the cross? Do you remember the cross? Do you remember the cost? Do you remember the loss of heaven for our gain? Do you remember what it cost to buy a sorry, wretched hide like mine? Amen. To take somebody no good like me. You know why he wanted to do that? You know why he wanted to do that, Brother David? He wanted to prove that God will save anybody, no matter how far they've gone. I'm sorry to tell you that. I hate to tell you that. But I'm telling you, God saved me because he needed a bad example that could be turned into a good life. Now I got 9 grandsons, no granddaughters. Amen. And I think 4 of them are called to preach. There wasn't no Maxons. I don't know of any other Maxons but us. But it's fixing to be. So watch out. Look out. Look out, Holiness Movement. It's fixing to be some. They may be in foreign countries. They may be missionaries, evangelists, teachers, preachers. Amen. I don't know what they're going to be. God has blessed me. You think God ain't been good to me? I will never have a son-in-law. Woo! Shout with me. God's been good to me. I will never have a son-in-law. Praise God. I'll tell you, he's been good to me. I ain't got time to tell you all this. I just got to tell you that you need to remember why we're here. Remember what it costs to get here. And remember where we're headed. Amen. And I mean, God will help us. He's got to help us. Amen. Your church is only dead if you stay dead. Amen. You only have dull, dreary services if you have them. Amen. I'm telling you, the move of God is what we need.